USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and around 70 other leaders attending an armistice ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. As during that ceremony, the French President Emmanuel Macron gave a short speech remembering that 100 years ago today,
the bugles sounded and the bells pealed. Armistice was being announced.
It was a four-year war that killed over 8.5 million troops, including over 116,000 Americans, largely why today is annually Veterans Day in the United States. California wildfires killing at least 25 people now, 23 from the Camp Fire in Northern California alone, and 110 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Tallahassee mayor, who's running for governor of Florida, is claiming that Republicans are trying to stop a recount of votes in Florida's elections. Mayor Andrew Gillum saying late Saturday,
"We don't just get the opportunity to stop accounting votes because we don't like the direction in which the vote tally is heading. And that certainly is not the American way."
Gillum did concede earlier this week to Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in the race for governor, but the Florida Secretary of State has ordered a machine recount in razor-thin Senate races for governor, as well as U.S. Senator and Agricultural Commissioner. The White House says President Trump and the Turkish president did discuss how to respond to the killing last month, allegedly by a Saudi hit team, of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The conversation between the two leaders taking place during a dinner last night with heads of state gathered in Paris to mark the end of World War I. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
As many say the U.S. and China are continuing a trade war, the two nations' top diplomatic and defense chiefs are continuing meetings in Washington amid the backdrop of other issues which have increased tensions between the two world superpowers, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Those issues include the trade wars between the two nations, the predatory Chinese tactics on the American high technology industry, religious freedoms, North Korea, Afghanistan, as well as the economic boycotts against Tehran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is also being forced to discuss China's aggressive military actions in the South China Sea.
"We press China to live up to its past commitments in this area."
I'm John Clemens.
The word "enough" is what was written across the shirts worn yesterday by the Los Angeles Clippers of the NBA in their first home game since the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. On the backs of the shirts worn by the basketball players, the names of the 12 people who died when a gunman shot them down at the Borderline Bar and Grill. That Marine veteran allegedly opened fire, killing 12 people and then himself, the team also holding a moment of silence, and in a show of support, their opponents, the Milwaukee Bucks, also wore such shirts during their warm-ups before the game. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio.